Hi, I'm Bob Soucy for Patriots Today as we begin our day two coverage of the NFL Combine with Houston Texans head coach Bill O'Brien, the former offensive coordinator for the Patriots. As you can imagine, when he was at the podium this morning, he was asked a great deal about his Patriot connections.
It was an unbelievable game. It was fun to watch. A lot of those guys are my close friends. A lot of those coaches, Josh McDaniels, Nick Caserio, the director of player personnel there, just those two guys are two of my best friends. And so, obviously, my relationship with Bill, I felt great for those guys. Tom Brady, you know, what more can you say about a guy that has persevered throughout his career, played at such a high level, and, you know, goes and wins another Super Bowl? I mean, you can't say enough about him. But at the same time, you're watching that game and you're wishing and you're hoping that someday, you know, the Houston Texans are in that game. You know, that's the nature of the business. But I felt great watching the Patriots win that game for those guys that were in it. I've known Ryan since his rookie year. I coached him his rookie year. Really have a good connection with Ryan. George Gotze, our quarterback coach, has a real good connection with him, too. He enjoys playing in our system. We enjoy coaching him. Unfortunately, you know, he only played two games due to injury. He played one good game and then one game where he was, you know, playing hurt. That's not why we lost the game, but, you know, he tried to struggle through chest injury there, and he's doing better. He's rehabbing, and we'd like to have him back in Houston. You know, I hadn't been around him for 3 years, you know, and so when he showed up in Houston and we went out for our first practice, his huddle command, his knowledge of our offense, a lot of it's similar, his ability to process what we were trying to do and practice from drill to drill, from team period to team period, you could tell that he learned a lot from backing up Tom, and he took advantage of that in the fact that he soaked up that knowledge, and hopefully he can turn some of that knowledge into a good career, in addition to obviously being himself, you know. But, yeah, I did notice that him being with Tom definitely helped him.
I've been very impressed with Bill and watching him and working beside him and the things that we were, you know, looking for from the standpoint of, you know, we wanted a guy to come in and, you know, our football team needed to be situationally smart. They needed to be tougher. They needed to be a group that could adjust. And he's done a great job of managing the team. I think, yeah, it's difficult to manage through those transitions. And I think what we were able to do organizationally was manage the transition effectively. And you know, obviously it's disappointing not to make the tournament because that is the goal every year. But to have a winning season and to start the way that we were able to start gives us a chance, and it set a good foundation, and he did an excellent job with that.
I thought it related to 42, not to 46. I thought the play at 46 was one of the finest, you know, precision executed plays you'll ever see. I mean, the pass, the catch, the whole business. So there was nothing out of the ordinary about the execution of that particular play at this level. The two comparable plays are 49 and 42.
Some of the early storylines from day two of the NFL Combine here in Indianapolis. Stay with us for more throughout the week.